It's fine. It's a really important message that I'll be sharing this morning, and I'll tell you why. It's something that I was deceived about for quite some time. And I want you to be awake. We're going to go really fast, and maybe I'll come back next week. But at this stage, we are talking and we are preaching through the Sermon on the Mount, and we're busy with the Beatitudes. The first Beatitude that we did was, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And then last week, Jan preached about, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." And today I'll be preaching on, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And the next week, maybe I'll dwell on it again. I'll just have to see what God says. And then the week after that, Tobias will be preaching on, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." And we'll do the peacemakers. And Elmer will also come. So we're going to preach through the whole Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, until we get to Matthew chapter 7, because it's an important part. I know now why I have to preach about Matthew 5:5. Because the meek will inherit the earth. It's going to make sense now. It only started making sense to me in this week. Why God wanted me to preach about this. And hoekom was dit vir iemand anders nie? I just have to say about yesterday, the green team is still the best team. And I can say that because I have the mic wela. I can. For those of you, yesterday we had some fun games with the students. We went to certain important places in Worcester, and then we had games there, fun and games, sharing, running. It was awesome. I really enjoyed it. I really want to commend. Where's Warren? And there's the guys. Vas, Mexican, what's her name? Jessica, da. She's 19, eh? She's 19 now. Jessica, I can't 19. And I'm insulin, and I really want to commend Tobias and Marisha for just putting a beautiful day together. And then for everybody that was there, and for everybody that prayed and supported us, it was a beautiful day. But it's settled now. The green team's the best. It's settled. It's settled. Please, if you have any problems with it, go sort it out with God. Let him comfort you. Blessed are those who mourn, they will be comforted. But let's talk about the meek. The meek will inherit the earth. It's a, die sagmoedige sal die aarde beerwe. You can't read through the Sermon on the Mount if you don't understand the fact in chapter 4, Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit, where he fasted and prayed for 40 days. Then the evil one came and tempted him. And then after that, Jesus just triumphantly wins. He's victorious, and then he comes, and then he starts his ministry. And Jesus starts his ministry with these words in Matthew chapter 4, verse 7, which says, "From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" That is how the kingdom starts in my life and in your life. It starts with repentance. It cannot start any other way. You can't buy the kingdom or sell the kingdom or bargain for the kingdom or sing for the kingdom. You can only repent, and then you enter into the kingdom. It's another thing that we will be looking at. How do you enter into a kingdom at a later stage? But it's interesting that Jesus would start, and that word repent is the Greek word metanoia, which means it's a change of mind and a change of actions. You're not the same again. After you've repented, you cannot be the same again. At the same time, I must say, sometimes we must repent of stuff more than once. Because the heart is deceitful above everything else. Ons dink ons is okay, dan is ons nie okay nie, né? Ons vloos ons self. Die hart, hy is diep, hy is vol skulle. And we can't talk about forgiveness if we haven't talked about repentance yet. If you only start to talk about forgiveness, it means that everybody just hurt me and everybody is wrong, and so I must forgive them because I'm in the right, but that's wrong. And if it's wrong, it ain't right. It's a joke. But still, you must repent. Wat het jy in die hele prosesie reg gedoen nie? Man, dis verskriklik om met Jesus te gesels. En die rede hoekom Jesus sê repent, dis verskriklik om met hom te praat. Want het lyk jy luister hier, wanneer ons selfregverdigend in sy teenwoordigheid staan. When we stand in God's presence and we're self-righteous, it's really difficult for him to relate to us. He can't. Are you with me? So he starts with repentance, and then we read Matthew chapter 5 verse 1 to 12. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. Isn't it beautiful that Jesus was teaching the Sermon on the Mount while sitting down? Have you noticed that? And his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. And isn't it beautiful just to see, if you want to meet with Jesus, sometimes you have to go up the mountain. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Did you see there? The first beatitude says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The beatitude in verse 10 says again, for theirs is the kingdom in heaven. The others in between says, they will. Just take note of that. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Verse 12, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. I think it's important to see that when Jesus started his ministry, he talked about being blessed. But if you read what Jesus says about being blessed, Jesus is saying when you're blessed, it doesn't necessarily mean that the circumstances surrounding your blessedness will be cool, it will be funky. It would be something that is adorable and lovely. In fact, Jesus is saying you will be blessed when people persecute you, say funny things about you. Jesus talks about blessedness in terms of mourning. Jesus talks about blessedness in terms of being poor of spirit. Wees afhanklik van God. Jou afhanklikheid van God. Jy's arm van gees. That's blessedness in kingdom sense. And it's not blessedness the way the world sees it. We measure blessedness in terms of our friendships. We measure blessedness in terms of our circumstances, if it's good or not. That's how we measure, but that's not how Christ sees blessedness. Are you with me? Can I get an amen this morning? Because it's important. Want die wêreld, daar is 'n boodskap wat daar buite gepreek word, Here, dis 'n liderlike leen. Dis hoekom ons met soveel offended Christene in die kerk sit. Wanneer word vir die mense gesê, kom na die Here toe, het sal goed met jou gaan, man. We actually tell people, that's what we preach, if you come to God, everything will be hunky-dory. Don't worry. It's going to be great. But it's not always like that. But there's a blessedness and an inner peace that Jesus talks about, that each and every one of us can receive. And it's important that you hear these words that I'm using, receive. And this morning, we're going to be looking at Matthew 5:5. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. The same sentiment is found in Psalms 37 verse 11. Just watch this. But the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant peace. Dis nie die Nuwe Testamentiese ding wat Jesus hiervan praat nie, dis 'n Ou Testamentiese ding ook. So it's not something new that Jesus is saying, but what Jesus is saying, if you're meek, you will inherit something. What will you inherit? The earth. What will you inherit? You will land. And this is when it clicked. The reason why God wanted me to preach about this. Land and inheritance. Land, inheritance, and earth. It's about property. You know what? I don't want to do ministry like this Sunday after Sunday in somebody else's building. Actually. Sondag na sondag na ander man se gebou stap en hier stoele skuif en daar stoele skuif en hier regmaak en almal moet sê vir ek weet nie of julle dit wil doen nie. Wil julle dit doen? Do net as julle but I don't want any more. Because Jesus says you will inherit the land. Nou ek weet nie, hulle het oor die jare moes iemand vir ons 'n leen vertel want niemand het dit vir my gesê nie. Nobody told me that God wants me to inherit the earth. Jesus said, go make disciples of nations. Don't make converts of people. I'm giving you everything. Dis hoekom Jesus vir Jesus hulle gesê het, luister ons, ons quote mos hy skrif hier mooi nê. Haar waar jou voete sit, hy grond behoort aan jou. It's in the Old Testament also. Christ wants us to inherit the earth, land, property. But every one of us, do you get that? It's not for me alone. God also wants you to have your own. That's why there's a commandment, thou shalt not steal. You don't steal because it don't belong to you. There's a ander leen wat die kerk vertel het. No, if it's yours, it's everybody's. It's not everybody's. Mine is not everybody's. That's why somebody can steal. And then they say, you took something from me. It's mine. What scripture does teach is the fact that we can be liberal in our giving. Come. What's mine is yours, but come, I'm giving it to you. That's why what's mine can become an idol. Ek kan dit wat ek het aanbid. Van op die einde van die dag, if you look at inheriting the earth, scripture says that everything belongs to God. Psalms 24 verse 1. Everything belongs to God. That's why he can give it. But he gives it to a particular person. We're going to look at that this morning. We're going to be looking at meekness. 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 Meekness is an attitude of humble, submissive, and expectant trust in God. And a loving, patient, and gentle attitude towards others. In other words, meekness is great power and strength under perfect control. Meekness is not weakness. Meekness is not the Jesus that we pray about. Gentle Jesus, meek and mild, look upon the little child. And then we make Jesus this gentle guy who's always gentle. But did you read about Jesus with a whip cleansing the temple? Jesus does it in the first part of his ministry, and he does it in the later part of his ministry, where he cleanses the temple with a whip, he overturns tables. Gaan lees die skrif sê, he overturned tables and chairs. Now, does that look like a gentle Jesus? It's a meek Jesus. We're talking about meekness. But meekness is about a submissiveness to God's will. In other words, if it's about God's will, I will get angry about the things that God gets angry about. The Apostle Paul says, be angry and don't sin. Have you ever read that command? Word kwaad. Is terapeuties om kwaad te raak. Het moet net nie in sonde ontaard nie. Dat is het nie reg nie. Are you with me? We're talking about meekness this morning. A submission to God's will. Great power and strength under perfect control. Look, meekness should be seen in the context of persecution. You can only know you're meek when you've been persecuted. Ek het so gehoop iemand het dit vir my vertel. Nobody told me this. It says, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness. And then it says, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely. Now, it's so easy just to take one beatitude and just preach on that, but you don't see the context. Jesus preaches the beatitudes in the context of persecution. Meekness. Maybe at a later stage we can look at the gauge of meekness. Do you understand now when Jesus says this, later on in the Beatitudes, Jesus says, if a guy smacks you, give him the other cheek. Give him your tunic. So am I still? No. Meekness. 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 So, meekness is the image of Jesus. Matthew chapter 11 verse 29 says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Jesus says, I'm meek. I'm meek. If you want to learn from me, then you must be in my yoke. Julle weet wat 'n yoke is, né? Is daai ding wat hulle om die een bil sit en dan is daar nog 'n bil en hulle sit dit om die ander bil. Nou Jesus is die 3-ton bil. Ons is die billiekie. And Jesus says, if you come in my yoke, it is easy because we'll walk, but I'll do most of the work. Just follow me. That's what Jesus is saying. And some of us are not in his yoke. Some of us is not in his meek yoke. En julle gaan nou verstaan hoekom ek so hamer op sagmoedigheid. Ek wil slank julle moet opgewonde raak. Want as die Here vir julle die uitnodiging gaan gee om te kom, dan wil ek julle moet kom. Ek wil nie julle moet daar sit en dink, ag, dis nie vir my nie, ag, dis so oudtyds. Do you know how many people hate the Beatitudes? Do you know how many people hate the Sermon on the Mount? People hate the Sermon on the Mount. They don't like the Sermon on the Mount. Hulle hou nie van nie. They don't like it when Jesus says, don't go to court with your brother. Don't stand with my brother before judge. People don't like it, but we're going to look at it. It's beautiful. Meekness. Well, I love scripture. I love it. Meekness, examples of meekness personified in God's sons, daughters also. Net vir die feministe, moenie worry nie. It's sons, it's sonship. Joseph was meek. Joseph's family sold him. Joseph had the ability to take his whole family out, but Joseph was meek. Joseph had to learn meekness in the jail. Moses was meek. Scripture says Moses was the meekest man on the earth. Moses killed a man. And for 40 years, Moses had to learn meekness in the desert. It's the same Moses. Jy weet hoe sy skoonsister so baie praat. Wat is a clean sister in Engels? Skoon sister? Sister-in-law. Ek het ook clean parents. My clean man, my clean pa. You know, it's a joke. Sister-in-law, when they reviled him and they were angry with him, scripture says Moses was the meekest man, but you know what? Moses fell before God and said, God, you do, and his sister-in-law became leprous. It's the same guy when Korah and the gang said, Moses, do you hear alone from God? And then Moses said, okay, if we have to settle this thing, bring your sheep tomorrow and I'll bring mine and we'll ask God. And God will judge between us. And you know what happens. The earth opens. It swallows the 250 people. And you know how the subwoofer goes in the movies. Does that so rookie? And then everybody knows, don't mess with Moses. But Moses was a meek man. Moses was a meek man. David, twice he had the opportunity to kill King Saul. There's a place in scripture where King Saul sits in the cave. He's doing something. David is smelling him. David has the ability to kill him. David doesn't. David was meek. He had perfect power, he had perfect strength, but he was in control. The prodigal son, after he came back, he was meek. Voor daai was hy woes. He partied. He wasted all his father's money, but when the prodigal son came back, he was meek. He didn't say, "Father, give me." He said, "Father, make me." Truly meek. Ruth, oh, Ruth was meek. Bathsheba, after what David did to her, meek. Rahab, the prostitute, she was meek. Meekness. So, the Apostle Paul says, we're going to be looking at what meekness is and how meekness look like. As jylle reg, I want you to be, volg my net jylle, you can't miss this. You can't miss this. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, Paul myself entreat you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. Let's read the following scripture. Just stop there. Paul is talking about the meekness and gentleness of Christ. And there's something that I believe Paul is referring to, that Paul saw within the Spirit's eye. Jesus, when he was taken into custody, he was flogged. Who watched the Passion of the Christ? In other words, they beat him. He has this crown on his head. Jesus is being kicked. You know, everything is done to him. His eyes is swollen. You know how a head would bleeds. A kop won bloemos asof het just so. So hy is daar, hy is geslaan, hy is vermink. So he's standing there and he's standing before Pilate. Now just watch this conversation. He entered his headquarters again and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. So Pilate said to him, "You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to release you and authority to crucify you?" Just wait there. Pilate is standing in front of Jesus. He said, "You're not speaking to me." Now Jesus is standing there. He's bleeding. He's been flogged. Sy gesig is geswel. Jesus doesn't speak. He just stands there. And then this man comes and says, "Don't you know I have the ability to kill you?" Die bloed loop, man. Jesus se vlees is uit mekaar geruk. En in daai tyd het hulle jou geslaan tot jy uitpaas. Maar hy sweep hom in die binkies aan en die blades and everything, they ripped you to pieces. That's how they flocked our shepherd, they died for each and every one of us. They kicked him in the face. They were brutal. He's standing and Pilate says this. Now watch Jesus' reply. Jesus answered him, "You would have no authority over me at all unless it has been given to you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me over to you has the greatest sin." Jesus shows us that meekness has gentle humility. Jesus is not self-focused. Jesus doesn't have self-pity. Hy kry hom jammerie. He's gentle. He rattles Pilate. If you read the account further, Pilate walks out and nou gaat was hy maar sommer sy handjies. Julle ken mos, he washes his hands, but Jesus rattles him. Because in that way that Jesus spoke to him, he could hear the following, "You know, I'm the Christ. Don't you know that I can just by a click of my fingers call so many angels to come and sort you guys out here? Weet julle nie dat ek met die klap van my vingertjies engele nou kan laat kom en jou uitsorteer nie? Maar ek gaan nie. Want het gaan nie oor my nie." En weet jy, O Pilate, broer, ek kry my ook nie nou self jammer. I'm in control because of the Spirit of God inside of me. It's a gentle humility. You're not self-focused and there's no self-pity. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 32 says, whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Let's read the Proverbs chapter 25 verse 28. A man without self-control is like a city broken down into and left without walls. In other words, you're disciplined. You have perfect control of the inner man. You know how it works when you're late and you're driving to that party where you have to make a speech and then the traffic stops you. And then they walk around your car. And you're thinking, I must be at that party. They're waiting for me. I'm going to be late for my meeting. Lisensie, so lank asseblief, meneer. Your license, please. Wat het hy gemaak? Skryf hy jong. Skryf hom. Dis lankie meneer. Skryf jy hy jong. Hy is van Woester. Hulle weet mos hulle mag nie 80 jaar ry nie. How are you, sir? Then the perfect control of the inner man. Wie was al binnelandse sake toe? As daar enige iemand daar werk, sorry hoor, ek is nou nie. If you work at Home Affairs, sorry man. If you ever been at Home Affairs or SARS, perfect control of the inner man. Meekness. It's not weakness, meekness. Meekness. Ek het hulle oom sien afgaan daar in binnelandse sake. Later toe skel hy oom om Arno oor die portrette. En kan niemand sien hy ding hang skeefie. Hang hom reg. Toe dink ek, Jesus, die oom is nou. Hy is vies. The discipline, perfect control of the inner man. You know that the Apostle Paul talks about the old man. Sometimes we talk with people and then you talk with the old man. The old man just want to get sat, you know. Sometimes my old man also. Then I just think sometimes, God, can't the old man just come out and I do something, then I repent, then I'm the new man again. The old man. The old man, the old Carlos, wants to minister. But meekness is about discipline, perfect control of the inner man. Watch this, Psalms 37 verse 1 to 7. Do not fret, but moenie worry nie. Don't worry because of those who are evil. Have you noticed when we see evil people prosper, we worry? As jy ook sies ek, when you see evil people prosper, you worry. Now, Scripture says, don't worry. And don't be envious of those who do wrong. Be still. Yo. Sometimes it's really difficult for me. Now, some of us will get some of these things that I'm saying right, and then there are certain areas that we're not getting right. So I'm also preaching to myself. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not worry when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. If people scheme and connive, and you can't do anything about it, be still. Mark chapter 14 to 36. It says, Father, when Jesus prayed about going to the cross, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but your will. Met ander woorde, die vorige skrif in Psalms praat van afsien van jou opinie. A meek man will resign his opinion. he will yield to God. A meek man will say, God, the wicked is prospering, but God, your will, not my will. God, I will not fret. It's the same psalm that says the meek will inherit the land. You see, you can get property, you can get land without meekness, but you're going to lose it again. Because meek, only meek people knows how to keep property. Dis hoekom klomp ouens wat in besigheid is, wat gebou en goed op verkeerde maniere kry, dis hier in en is haar uit, en dit word hier verkoop en daar verkoop, en die, because it's not received through meekness. Meekness, meekness, meekness. Maar vir ons allemaal, dit geld vir ons allemaal. James chapter 1 verse 21, therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save yourselves. Meek people have a teachable spirit. You are able to receive God's word. In others, when God speaks to your spirit, you can receive the word and you act accordingly to what scripture says. That's meekness. When God says, go pray for that person, you pray for that person. When God says, discipline, then you discipline. When God says, be firm, you're firm. When God says, you're mild, you're mild. But only a meek spirit can receive God's word. James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Scripture says, by your patience possess your souls. Daar's 'n geduld wat jy jou siel, jou wil, jou emosies en jou intellek onder beheer kan bring. Scripture says that we must have patient endurance. That's meekness. By patience possess your soul. Your soul consists of your will, your intellect, and your emotions. Now scripture says there's a certain patience that you need when it comes to your emotions. Sometimes when people break up in relationships, then we tell them, look here, take your time before you go into a relationship with somebody else. Then you need meekness to control your desires. You need meekness. Because the old man would like to have a man, a new man. But you can't have the new man now, or the new lady. You must wait. With patient endurance, possess your emotions. Get angry at the right stuff. Don't get angry at the wrong stuff. Don't get angry when the Bulls captain says, don't kick. That's the wrong stuff to get angry about. Get angry at abortion. Get angry at things that God says, I hate injustice. But when you do get angry, you don't sin, you're meek. You're meek, meek, meek. We need patient endurance. A lot of people struggle with this one. And so they give up. Ephesians chapter 6 to 13. Therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. Stand. And after you have done everything, to stand. Fortitude. Sielskrag om te staan. Al gooi die wereld wat na jou toe. You're meek. You have the ability to stand. You don't overreact. You go into your inner room. You talk to God. You say, God, this is where I'm at. God, this thing is driving me crazy. God, I need your Holy Spirit, because I want to stand. I want to join the resistance movement. I want to rejoice. I want to join the resistance movement to resist sin. I want to resist sin. I want to resist what the devil throws at me. I'm standing, God, with dignity in Christ. Sielskrag. Standvastigheid. Hoe kan ons die aarde beërwe as ons nie standvastig is nie? Ek het hulle so almal so saam gegooi. Gooi hulle gou almal daar oop. En toe het ek hulle nou in Afrikaans gedoen. Wil die Afrikaanse mense nie vir my hande klap het? Dis nou typiese Afrikaanse hande klappie. Prim en proper. Jy moet sagmoedig wees, dissipline met selfbeheersing, jy moet afsien van jou opinie, en jy moet God se wil aanvaar, jy moet 'n leerbare gees hê, jy moet deursettingsvermoë hê en jy moet sielskrag hê. Fortitude. But now, why meekness? Why meekness? Why meekness? Why meekness, Carlos? Why meekness? Because if you have meekness, you can inherit the earth. The scripture says, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. We have to talk now, and I'm going to end over this, a few scriptures about inheritance. The next slide, please. Inheritance is a birthright. It is a gift derived from being a son, a position one enters into by grace. It is not earned or accomplished. Blessed are the meek because they will inherit. Nou gaan dit vir julle begin 'n sin maak. Hoekom ek so daarop hamer? Carla en Eva gaan by my en Elmarie erf. Is dit hulle skuld? Sê hulle skuld nie. Ansel, jy gaan ook jou pa erf. Dit is so. Is dit Ansel se skuld dat sy hier is? Nee. Hester het al die harde werk in die hospitaal gedoen. Alwyn het voor dit bietjie gehelp, maar dis dit. Toe sy gebore. Sy is 'n erfgenaam. Hafan is vrylink. Sy is 'n erfgenaam. En it's an inheritance. Now, when do you usually receive your inheritance? When the other person dies. As die ander ou mos nou doodgaan, as mos nou boedel. You know it. You know about when somebody dies, somebody else inherits. Isn't it so? That is why Christ had to die for you. So that you can inherit. Christ died for each and every one of us so that we can inherit. By grace. You can't perform for your inheritance. You receive your inheritance by grace, ladies and gentlemen. You can't earn it. You say yes to Jesus and then you must learn to receive it. And sometimes these people, you know they're going to receive a huge inheritance. And all that they say, I've met people like that and I've heard about people like that. I don't have to work. When my dad dies, I'm getting all of that and all of that, and it's enough money for me to spend two lifetimes. Ek kan nie vir hulle kwaad raak, jy weet julle hoekom. Want as in hulle reg is, is hulle sin. I can't get angry at them. It's in their right, it is theirs. But the same applies to Christ. Your inheritance is in your right. Nobody can take it from you. The only thing that can happen is that you can sell your birthright. You can sell it. You can be casual. The picture of Esau, toe hy honger is, Sê vir sy broer Jakob, hé, hey, I'm honger, jong. Sê Jakob, from now, you sell me your birthright. Then I'll give you some food. Casualness. Are you excited? Now, before we go, no, just to stop there. Peter, a rich young ruler, comes to Jesus. Then the rich young ruler says, Jesus, what must I do to have eternal life? Then the first thing is Jesus says, why do you call me good? There's only one that's good. There's a reason why Jesus said it. But anyway, we're not going to that now. And then Jesus says, you must keep the commandments. Which one? He says, you must not steal. You mustn't covet your neighbor's wife. You must honor your father and your mother. Then he says, but I've done all that. And then Jesus says, well, you're rich. Sell everything that you have, and then you come, and then you follow me. And he became sorrowful. And Jesus said, look, it's really difficult for the rich to come into the kingdom. And it's not about rich, it's about having a lot of possessions. Rich also, yes, but Jesus said, look, it's really difficult. It's really, really difficult. And our Peter and the gang, they get worried. They say, now who can go into the kingdom? Then Jesus says, with God, everything is possible. Now, Peter challenges Jesus on the issue of inheritance. Nou daag Peter is vir Jesus uit oor hierdie saak van erfporsie. Hoor wat sê Peter is vir Jesus. Peter said to him, we have left all we had to follow you, Jesus. Truly I tell you, now what's Jesus' comeback? Jesus' comeback. I love it, Jesus. Jesus says, no one who has left home or wife, or brothers, or sisters, or parents, or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come. Jesus says, look here, you have a dual inheritance. I will bless you here in this lifetime. You see there, in this age, Hier, nou, sal ek jou seën. Maar ek gaan jou ook seën in die ewigheid. It's a dual inheritance. It's earthly and it is eternal. So God really wants to give to us, but we can only receive through meekness. That's how we obtain an inheritance. Perfect strength under control. Watch what, just go to the next slide. Everyone who denies himself or herself the normal comforts and contact life to advance God's mission will receive a greater reward from God for doing so. But this reward, if you're going to say yes this morning, you will be persecuted. If you say yes to follow Jesus, you will be persecuted. That is what the scriptures teach. A lot of preachers don't want to preach it, but I'm going to be honest with you. If you want to inherit now, and if you want to inherit in eternity, you will be persecuted. Now, jy, hulle gaan nie boekies hier oorskryf nie, want die boekies gaan nie verkoop nie. En so preekie wat ek nou preek, gaan ook nie verkoop nie. Just go again to that scripture. Please, Nadine. The previous one. No one who has left home, met ander woord wat Jesus sê, die tasbare, there's certain tangible things that you must leave behind. And then Jesus says, wife or brothers, the intangible, there's certain relationships that you need to walk away from. Nie afskryf nie. You don't write people off. It's just there's a decision that you need to make. I need to move on to prove it to you. Would you please go to Genesis chapter 12? Chapter 12. The Lord had said to Abraham, go from your country. In other words, leave your people behind. And your father's household to a land that I will show you. You see that word again, their land? Sien julle hom weer? Land. Sand. If you want the land, if you want to inherit the earth, there's certain things that you need to walk away from, Abraham. Then what does the scripture say? I will make you into a great nation. And I will bless you. I will make your name great. That's why Jesus' name is great, because he was the meekest man on earth. And you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And if you meek and you follow me and somebody curses you, I will curse them on your behalf. You can just stand back and I will walk into a situation and you'll be out and I'll sort the people out. And all the peoples, there's that word again, earth. What does the scripture say? Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Will be blessed through you. Maar Carlos, is dat nou vir ons ook? Is dat die Ou Testamentie? Carlos, dis mos Ou Testament. Carlos, this can't be true. It's Old Testament scripture. Well, let's go to the New Testament. Go, Nadine, please. There is neither Jew nor Gentile. It doesn't matter what culture you come from. Xhosa, Zulu, Afrikaner, English speaking. Whatever the case may be. Neither slave nor free. It doesn't matter about your social status. Your sociale status maak nie saak nie. Neither male nor female, dames. Vir julle ook. For you are all in Christ. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs, daar's dit weer, erfgenaam according to the promise. That same promise that God gave Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. If you belong to Jesus, then all those promises belong to you. Nobody's excited. I can't believe it. Ek kan nie glo dat ons hier opgewonde is. Where I'm coming from this morning, this type of ministry, I don't want this in my life anymore. If we want to be blessing to other people, bless those who bless you. If God wants to bless through me the nations, then we need property. Ons moet nou soveel geboue hier om E2 en E3 en ek weet nie wat als te doen nie. You know, if the prostitutes and all those people come, I would really like a place where we can take them off the streets. Ons het nou in 'n geval waar ons ouens wat uit bende bedrywig hier kom, guys that murdered people, they're in church, we can't help them. Ons kan nie, ek het hier die, I don't have the ability, ek het hier die vermoë nie. The church doesn't have the ability to help them. We don't, because we don't have property. We're not possessing the earth. Next week, maybe we can look at the dominion mandate. I give you dominion over the fish of the earth, the waters. It's three-dimensional. Die water, Heersa oor het hy vir Adam gesê, nee? Het hy nie so gesê, nee? Nee? And to say, the sky, dis ek om ons daar kan vlieg. And the earth. It's a tridimensional mandate. Waar is nie die prostituie en alle mense in kan vat en net vir hulle lief wees. Elke oggend staan hulle op en sê vir hulle, we love you. Jy beteken vir ons baie. You know, people come into the year, prostitute gangsters, then we have sermons for them. And sermons doesn't help them. Dit help die mense nie. Guys, and where I'm at now, I'm wanting to make meetings with so many beautiful Christian people, and all that I want to look at them, when I look at them, and I just want to tell them, you're selling your birthright. Jy's besig om jou geboorteregte te verkoop vir 'n man. You're busy selling your birthright for your own comfort. Stop and inherit the earth. Learn meekness. Because the meek shall inherit the earth. And this is the beautiful thing about what I'm saying this morning. If we grow in meekness, all of us can inherit. We don't have to fight about an inheritance. Are you with me this morning? What am I saying? So that we can be a blessing, like God said to Abraham, to other people, so that we can bless them. And don't worry about those who persecute us and curse us. God will sort them out. God has just been convicting me of so many sins against the body, so many sins against other churches, just within my heart. Waar mense maklik so iets sê van ander kerk en ander mense, just because of our anger or hurt. En Here wil ek moet gaan reg maak. I must go. And I want to, because I have to learn meekness. If I don't have meekness, I can't inherit. And so with so few mense sit and praat, and then I look them and then I think, God, please help me here. God, please keep me meek. There's so many of us, we're selling our birthrights. Ons verkoop ons geboorterecht. Vir wat? Vir wat, vra ek vanoggend? The earth is there for the taking. That's why I'm coming at this from this morning. Blessed are the meek. Do you want your birthright? Flight it there. Do you want your inheritance? What rightly belongs to you? It means that you're going to have to walk away from a lot of stuff, but hey, Jesus didn't say you must inherit the earth. Jesus didn't say that. Jesus said, nee, moet jy. Ek sê, okay, moet jy. Jesus didn't say, well, Peter, you must leave home and relationships. But Peter, if you want your inheritance, then you better do it. Jesus het nie vir Esau gesê, luister, verkoop jou geboortereggie. If you want your inheritance, the first thing that you must do, you must say, God, you must be my number one. Met ander woorde, jy moet jou bekeer, repent, bekering. Jou eerste stap, your first step, is salvation. God, I want to step from my kingdom and the world's kingdom into your kingdom. That's the first thing. And so there's just two things that I'm going to ask this morning. I'm trusting God to help us to get out of the slave mentality. The earth belongs to meek people that follows the Lord Jesus Christ. That's to whom the earth belongs. Period. Jesus said so. And what I'm saying this morning, Jesus, I want to follow you. I'm not going to give my birthright up. Julle kan nou hoor hoe die Here my ref, né? Van hy ses goedjies het ek al gehad kyk jy sou waar. Dis waar dan af binnelandse sake kom. And then this morning we're going to break bread around it. Can we bring it? We're going to break bread, y'all. Die nachtmaal. We're going to break bread around this. And I don't want to force anybody. But I want to hold the challenge before you. Because guys, this is where I'm going. So actually, my kop ver uit. I'm telling you what I want to do. I'm going to go for my birthright. And I don't want my birthright for myself. I don't want to inherit the earth for myself. I want to inherit the earth so that we can do proper ministry. So that we can be a blessing to the people out there. ons wil kwaad raak vir die kinders wat hulle babas aborteer, maar waartoe moet hulle gaan? Hulle wil ook nie. Maar die enigste oplossing vir hulle is, iemand sê vir hulle, gaan maak die kind af daar. Ons het hier plek om vir hulle te sê, moet nie die kind afmaak, jy bring die kind hier, bly in die huis. We don't have the places to work with these people, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about the church. Please, I'm not talking about a ministry. Ek praat nie van 'n bediening nie. Ek praat van 'n kerk wat 'n noemenswaardige verskil kan maak in die samelewing. I'm talking about a meek church. And I'm making no promises this morning. But like Abraham, I'm going to say, God, I'm going to follow you. Ek gaan u volg. I don't know where I'm going, but God, if you say this is the direction, I'll reach. And God, tell me what relationships do I need to say bye-bye to. Wys my wie se verhoudings vir wie ek moet sê, luister ouens, ek het lank genoeg hier by julle gesit. Julle is baie lieflike mense. Ek is lief vir julle. Dankie vir die koffie, dankie vir die tee. Maar daarby daardie deur is Jesus. Ek gaan gou eers saam met hom stap. I love you. You know where to get me. You have my number. Then I want to walk. I want to walk and I want to follow Christ. Why? Because I want to leave them with Christ. I don't want to get in their way with Christ. Ek wil nie in hulle pad staan met Jesus nie. I don't want to talk about the same stuff again. You know? And please, Jesus was not teaching divorce. Asseblief. Moet nou nie gaan sê, Carlos het gesê, ek moet my vrou losie. Nee. Moet nou nie dat sê nie. Ek het nie dat gesê nie. Scripture teaches only two reasons when you can remarry. The one is adultery. The other one is if the spouse dies. That's what scripture teaches. Lawful, unlawful divorce. But what Jesus is talking about is following him. Him being the number one. Him I want to follow. And I'll tell other people, look, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I'm moving on. You're most welcome to stay here. You're most welcome to sit here. But I'm moving on. I want my inheritance. I want to inherit the earth. It belongs to me. My love, you cannot be more important than me. My love, you cannot be more. I love you very much, but Christ comes first. It's stuff that we need to talk about. What does it mean for now? God must help us so that we can have these conversations. What does God mean? What does God want us to do? And then in the constraints of where we are, give us practical applications of how are we going to apply this. But you see, when the prodigal son goes to his father and the prodigal son says to his father, Dad, give me. You know what? The father doesn't hold back. The father gives. Hy wil ten minste hê. Daar's 'n klomp Christene wat liewer sal moun oor wat ander mense het, maar hulle sal nie vir die Here sê, gee vir my wat my toe kom nie. Because you know what the Father knows where that comes from, where he gave, there's lots more. Hy kan dit maar gaan mors as hy sagmoedig terugkom, dan gee ek vir hom nog. Dan gee ek vir hom sy regte. And there's so many of us, we're so scared of losing relationships. We're so scared of offending people. We're so scared. I'm not talking about being rude. We're so scared of all those stuff. We're so scared. Ek gaan hom verloor. But we don't follow Christ and we stay mediocre. We stay mediocre. The earth is filled with glory. You can only see the glory of Christ if you are willing to see the glory of Christ. It's an exciting time. you're going to receive in this time, and you're going to receive in eternity, if you just focus on me first and tell me, I want to follow you. That's what Christ is saying this morning.